Yeah, we're really starting to see a nene. Maybe a good way to start is a little bit of hakdama to the element of nene. So we have many, many gemaras where we see the idea that even in situations where a person is not chayef to pay al mazik, but nonetheless they have to pay for hana that they or their that they receive. So, for example, you have our Mishnah, Shem b'shus rabim al mazik is poter, but in nenes mishalem is mashe nenes. You have in Gemara Ksuvah Daf Lamed, Gemara talks about a case of tokov lechaveri beveis ablio. Somebody, somebody ate truma, so there's a chiyamakas for eating truma, but there's also a chiyamaman for eating somebody else's property. So the talks about a case where Reuben took the food and put it into Shimon's down Shimon's throat, and then Shimon swallowed it. And it's a complicated over there, which we don't have to get into. But the Gemara there says that even in a case where Shimon is not chaya for the Maisa Hezek, because the Maisa Hezek was done basically by Reuben, who stuck it down his throat. And it wasn't, and Shimon didn't ask him to. But nonetheless, Shimon is chayef to pay for the hana. You have the Gemara that's coming up, Dor b'chatzah chaver shlo midaitoi. The person lives in somebody's property without his permission. So, if it was Zenev, is a loichos, or yes, chaser, but at least in the case where he was chaser, and then if it's a loichos, it's a shayla Gemara, but then if it's a chaser, certainly, he has to pay for that. No, even though it wasn't a mazik, didn't do any damage. You know, made the beds after he was finished, swept the carpet, he didn't do any damage at all. But nonetheless, the fact that he was netted from living in somebody else's property, assuming that it's a monetized hanor, it's a chotzer, the chaim al-agra, and a gavra, the ovid l'megar, so he has to pay for the hanor. Or you have a Gemara later on, that kufid base, where the Gemara talks about the nirchlem avim parash ulo, where Yisayim, the father died, and they found and there's a parah in the backyard, and they assumed it's the father's parah. They had no reason to think otherwise. It turned out it wasn't the parah; it was a parah that the father had borrowed. And meanwhile, the kids, unwittingly, they shechted the parah and they ate it, so they don't have to pay asmazik. Tosfos says because asmazik they're anusim. And no way of knowing it's not the father's parah, but they have to pay dmei bosa bezer las nene. So we have this idea of nene. You have to pay for, yeah, even when you're not chayef to pay al mazik, you have to pay al nene, a lesser amount. Pay al mazik, so we calculate how much damage did you do. When you're paying al nene, so we're calculating not how much damage did you do, but how much hanod did you get, which might be a much lesser amount. That's the first thing we're going to be coming up with. The parah went into shesharav and ate steak. So when you're paying al mazik, you have to pay for steak. But here you're not chayev al mazik, shem b'shus rav. You only have to pay for the hanah. How do you measure the hanah? That's a gemara, d'mei amir. Maybe you just measure how much straw you're saving, because now you don't have to give the animal straw for supper. Maybe you may start in Brazil, animal food, you know, you save on the... We'll see that's exactly what the issues are over there. But you don't have to pay for the steak, because it's only d'mei hanah. This is a gemara later on daf kuf aleph. The Gemara talks about a case where somebody had some wool and somebody else had paint, dye, and the monkey came and took the dye and colored the wool. And the wool is now dyed. You know, it took the blue paint and then dyed the white wool, and now you have the blue wool. So the Gemara there discusses whether we look at it as if the paint is still here, the dye is still here in the wool, and therefore the person who has the wool has a chiyuv hashava to give back the paint. So they say, no, the paint is gone. What's left is the color, which is intangible. But the paint is gone, there's no chiyuv hashava on the paint. That's the sugya of the yeshu, whether the tseva is considered to still be here. So Tais over there asks, he says, regardless, even if the tseva is gone, but you should pay out nene, because you had hanah. Your sweater is more valuable. We're assuming that this was a very clever monkey, and this, he did a good job, and the sweaters and the wool is worth more now that it's colored. So how you should pay us nene? We're like, where did that go? That the Gemara doesn't talk about. We're talking about maybe you have to give the paint off the shoulder, so maybe you should give it back. That depends. Is the paint here? Is the paint gone? Well, what about the fact that your wool became more valuable? So you're a nene. Why don't you pay off nene? Nene doesn't only have to be a physical anor. Nene could be like an ablev in the sugan makif and nikif. In zene and zele choser, that's not a physical anor, but it's a anor that my soda became more valuable because now there's a fence around. So why doesn't that apply? Why doesn't it apply to the case of the wool? So Tosis says in his site, very important his site, that the chi of nene is only if the hano came al yidei maisov or maisav behemtoi or hano's gufay. Three possibilities: either I did a maisa that caused me to have hano, or my behemah did a maisa that caused me to have hano, or I had a physical pleasure, physical experience. Then is a chi of nene. Those three, Tosis is referring to Gemara. Where do you have a case of Maisa? What's Hano that's what's Agadei Maisa? What's an example of a Hano that came because he did an action? That's Maisa. Maisa behemtoi is Shem Yishus Rabbi. And Hano's Gufa is Tochub L'Chaver Yerbeis Abliya. You're wearing Subas. Somebody stuck food down my throat. So those cases, Tosis says, then you have a Chi of Nena. But if there's no ma'isav or ma'isav behemtoi or hanos gufoi, then there's no chi of nene. So in the case of the tzemer, I think the owner of the tzemer didn't do a ma'isav, nor did he have any physical pleasure. He has a monetary gain, but there's no physical pleasure, and there's no ma'isav behemtoi because it's not his monkey; it's somebody else's monkey. So, or you know, maybe Curious George or something, but it's not his monkey. So there's no chi of nene. That's just why that should be true. We'll get to that. You know, what's exactly the nature of the chi of nene? We're working towards that. What's the nature of the chi of nene? And why does places? Why are these conditions? Why do these conditions apply? But a kapana, that's the slide that places lays down. The chart emerges from that gemara. There's another very important gemara. Point chul and daf kuf lamin of the base on the bottom. It goes into kuf lamin aleph on the top. What there is talking about, it says the following halacha: the hamazik matnais kuhuna is potter. Hamazik or ha'oichel matnais kuhuna is potter. Meaning, let's say you have matnais kuhuna, truma, zoril chayim, kevel. You have something that you have a chiyuv to give it to the kohanim. You have not yet given your truma to the kohanim, or your zoril chayim and kevel to the kohanim. It's sitting by you on your kitchen table, and you mazik it, or you eat it. So the Gemara says you're potter, you don't have to pay. Why don't you have to pay? It's matnas kuhuna, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the kohanim. So the Gemara says two explanations. Either because it's mamon she'en le'tovim, there's nobody who has standing to sue you for it, because any kohen who comes and tries to sue you for eating the truma, you could say to them, who said I was going to give it to you? And in halacha, apparently there's no such thing as a class action suit. It's not like all the kohanim could get together and sue. So you need an individual kohen. There's no individual kohen over here who is standing, because there's no individual kohen who can say that I hurt him. Or then there's another explanation. I don't know. There's another explanation. Maybe it's zeh sakosov. It's a vezeh yil mishpat hakohanim. That zeh, that it has to be a. You can point to the truma. If the truma is gone, it's just an intangible chi of mazik. So there's no for that. You don't have to. That the kohanim can't be tovei. Anyway, that's the gemara. So then the gemara goes on and says, yes, the kasher. The Gemara brings a brayso. Harisho onsu beis hamelech gruanik. The beis hamelech came. The tax collectors came from the king, and they want to take his wheat, his grain, in collection of taxes. And he told them, take the truma over there. I have some truma sitting in the corner waiting to be given to a kohen. Instead of taking my grain, take that grain. So the Braisa says he's chayav l'shalom. Right? Well, why is that any different than mazik matnayis kuhuna? Why does he have to pay? It's mamon shein l'tovim. And there's what happened over here? And why over there does he have to pay? So my answer is shiny hosam de komishtashile. There it's different because he was marviach. Kishtashile means he was marviach. He was marviach money. Because if he hadn't told them to take the truma, they were taking his money. So that means he is richer in the bank By regular case of mazik matnas kuna, this matnas kuna is in the table, and I eat it up, or I mazik it. So I'm not any richer because of it. So then I'm potter. But in the case over here, by telling the Beis HaMelech to take my to take the matnas kuna, he is that much he saves himself that much money, because they're for sure going to take something, right? There's only two things in life. That's the saying goes that are 100% certain: death and taxes. They're for sure going to take something. So if they don't take the tumor, they're going to take his money. So that's called mishashlet. So therefore he has to pay. At kam gemar. So Tais over there asks. So why, by the case of mazik matnas kuna? So Tais over there asks. Okay, so fine. So I understand why mazik matnas kuna is potter. Because there you're not mishkashula. Somebody had matnas kuna and they threw it in the fire. So fine, you're not any richer. But what about oichel matnas kuna? We said over there that oichel matnas kuna is also potter. The chayr, when you eat matnas kuna, you are richer. You're richer because you saved yourself supper. So that's money in the bank. Why do you say over there also that's kumishtashula? So Taisus answers, that's not called mishtashula because yochel is honest. He could have skipped supper. That's the Taisus. So there's a ksais, very fundamental ksais. The ksais is in Resh Mem Vav base. Should I go over the Gemara again? Because this is very, very, very major, pivotal Gemara for this whole discussion. So again, the Gemara first is a rule, Mazik Matnas Kuna is Potter, either because it's Mamon Shem Letovim, because it's the Nevezeh. So if you're Mazik Truma, you don't have to pay the Kayan. Because no particular Kayan whom you were Mazik. But on the other hand, we have a Brisa that says that if you gave the Beis HaMelech, you gave the IRS came collecting your, and they asked you for your grain, and you gave them the grain of Truma, then you do have to pay. The Gemara says, there you have to pay because of Mishtashule. It's different. Shani Hosn to Mishtashule, you are Maviach Mammon. So Taisus asks, so in the case where you ate Matnas Kuna, you also Maviach Mammon. You saved yourself money for supper. So Taisus says, no, there you are, Yochel Esanis. You didn't have to have supper. That's not money in the bank. The taxes that you save, that's money in the bank. You can't skip paying your taxes. They're going to collect it one way or another. So there you were Mamish, that's money in the bank. You give the Matnas Kuna away to pay your taxes, so you were Maviach money in the bank. But when you eat matnas kuna for supper, that's not money in the bank. Who said you had to have supper? So there's a choice. The choice is in Resh Mem Vav Beis. Yeah.
And the money in the bank, is that considered physical pleasure?
No, not physical pleasure.
And why is it different than the monkey case, where you don't have physical pleasure?
Oh, good question. Why in the case of Onso Beis HaMelech Gronoi, why do you have to pay? Didn't Taisus say we had a rule from Taisus? You need Maisa by Maisa Behemta or Anos Gufa. There you don't have any of the above, so why you have to pay? No, hold on a second. So the Taisus that I'm going to tell you will solve that problem. That's not the future solve that problem also. So the Taisus, what's the Taisus? The Taisus is talking about the following case. The Taisus quotes the Truma Sedeshin. The Truma Sedeshin discusses the following case. I was invited to somebody's house for supper. So, okay, I go to his house, he serves me a nice supper, full of fish and chicken, and it's very nice. After benching, he hands me a bill. He hands me a bill for supper. So do I have to pay? So the Truma Sedeshin says, you have to pay Al Sinan. You don't have to pay the full value of the supper, let's say, but you know, restaurant prices, but whatever you were Nene, you have to pay. Then. So the Taisus brings Marit asks on the Truma Sedeshin, he says, why do you have to pay? Taisus says that Yochel is honest. What happened to Yochel is honest? Says the Taisus, no, you're confusing two different things. After all, you can ask a different question on Taisus, never mind the Truma Sedeshin. You can ask from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tochob lechaveri beveis ha-bliyo, you have to pay Asnen. Yochel is honest. I'm saying by a behemoth, I don't know if it's Yochel is honest by a behemoth, you have to feed the behemoth, but by a person, Tochel Chaver Beis Ablia, well, it's Yochel is honest. So, but the Gemara says there, you do pay for Nenna. Says that Tzais, There's two different concepts that we there's two separate concepts. There's a concept of nene, and there's a concept of mishtashile. Nene means I had enough. I have to pay for being nene. You can't say yochel lisanis. Yeah, of course I could have been misanah. If I would have been misanah, I wouldn't have been nene. That's the whole hanah. The hanah is I didn't have to be misanah. So there, yochel lisanis is irrelevant to nene. That's the chiyuv nene. The chiyuv nene, however, you don't have by matnas kuna, because just like mazik matnas kuna is potter because of mamon shein le'tovim, so nene for matnas kuna is also potter because of mamon shein le'tovim. Then there's a different concept, mishtashile. Mishtashile means it's money in the bank. Money in the bank. You have to pay for money. You have the truma has now become money in my bank account. The Beis HaMelech took the truma. Now I have more money in the bank. That's not as nene. That's a separate concept. That's called mishtashile. That the money that I have now in my bank account. How did I get it? I got that money by giving away the Kohen's Truma. It's like I stole the Kohen's Truma, and in order to put money in my bank. So then I have to give back. That has nothing to do with Mamon Shein L'Tovim. That I have to give back to God. There, it doesn't matter that it's Mamon Shein L'Tovim. The choice is a little bit soisim in exactly explaining why Nene does not apply to Matnas Kuna and Mishtashli does apply to Matnas Kuna. Shimon and Shai Yosher and Shai Gimel Per Kafe, very long arichus of Olim Yonam of Nene. So he explains the Ksois. The Ksois is mamish muchach and Tosis, and the Ksois here is a basic Ksois that there's a fundamental difference between Nene and Mishtashile. What's exactly the difference, and why is it that by Matnas Kuna you don't have a chi of Nene, but you could still have a chi of a Mishtashile? So that's where Reb Shimon comes to explain. Says Reb Shimon, we see here that the difference is that Nene, the chiyuv of Nene, is because, well, we can start with it like this. V'spachal shalin achoinim, what's exactly the nature of the chiyuv of Nene? There's two ways to look at it. There's one way to understand the chiyuv of Nene, that it's a ma'isa mechayev. The ma'isa of being Nene from somebody else's property is mechayev me to pay for the hanah. Just like if I steal somebody's property, it's mechayev me to pay. And just like if I damage somebody's property, the ma'isa hezek is mechayev me to pay. So there's an idea, we'll have to see where it came from, but there's an idea in Torah that if you do a maisa hana from somebody else's property, the maisa being nene from somebody else's property is mechayev you to pay for the hana. So maisa mechayev. Then there's another way to understand nene. You could understand nene that it's kind of a money gavoch. My money, when you profit with my money, so to speak, there's been a transfer, my money was now transferred into your was transferred to you, you have to give it back. Not because it's kind of maisa mechayev. Marshal, by gneva. In order to be chayev for gneva, you have to do a maisa gneva. If you didn't do a maisa gneva, you don't have to give a gneva. But if your sheep wanders into my backyard, I have to give it back. Besides the mission Torah Shavas Haveda, and even if it wouldn't be Mitzvah Torah Shavas Haveda, but the Mitzvah Shavas Haveda means I have to come looking for you. But even if there be no Mitzvah Shavas Haveda, it's your sheep, it's not my sheep. If you come and ask me for the sheep, why do I have to give you the sheep? Otherwise, you're not allowed to keep something that's not yours. That's called the Maini Gavoch. Says of Shimon, what the Chais is saying is that there's a difference between Nene and Mishtashile, is that Nene is a Maisa Mechayim. The act of being Nene is Mechayim me to pay for that. No, okay. It's not so clear. Where in Torah does it say this? Gvev is a Parshan Torah, Mazik is a Parshan Torah. Where's the Parshan Torah of Nene? Like, where does it say in Torah that being Nene is Mechayim? Shimon, I'll tell you what Shimon says. Shimon has a theory about that also. But Akapadim says that Nene is a Maisa Mechayev. If I steal from you, that's Mechayev me to pay you. If I mazik you, Mechayev me to pay you. And if I'm Nene from you, that's also Mechayev me to pay you. That's why, says Rav Shimon, that's why Tosfos says, you need Maisa, a Maisa Behemtoi, or Hanaz Gufan. Why do you need those things? Because if I didn't have Maisov, or Maisov Behemtoi, or Hanoz Gufoi, then there's no Maisov Lekichas Hanoz, that's Mechayiv me. You need a Maisov Lekichas Hanoz, that's an expression of Shem uses as well. You need a Maisov Lekichas Hanoz. You have to either be Nene yourself, that's a Lekichas Hanoz, or you have to do some kind of Maisov yourself, like Dor B'chatzach HaVeroi, that's a Maisov Lekichas Hanoz, Or Maisa Behemtoi. My Behema was an eight Bishus Rabba. That's a Maisa of my Behema. That's also a Maisa of Hanor that's Machayami. Because now I have Hanor that my animal is fatter. My animal is well fed. But it came about through a Maisa of my Behema. Or Hanor's Gufa, like Tocha Lechem Erev Vesa Bliya. So the Hanor's Gufa is also a Maisa Machayim. That's Machayami to pay for the Hanor. Masha'en came Mishtashile, the IRS came and collected the truma, and because they collected the truma instead of collecting from me, so now I have more money in the bank. That's not just because that's not because there's some kind of ma'aseh mechayev. The IRS says there was no ma'aseh mechayev, like you asked before. Where's the ma'aseh mechayev? I didn't do anything. My behemah didn't do anything. I didn't have any anos gufoy. The IRS did everything. So nechanami as nene, you cannot be mechayev because there's no ma'aseh mechayev. But there's a different chiyuv over there. There the chiyuv is that it's mishtashile, that I have more money in the bank. Because if the IRS hadn't taken the truma, they would have taken my money. So in effect, I sold the truma and got money for it. That's basically what I did over here. I sold the truma, I gave away the truma, and I was marviach mamon. So that's like if you sell something. If you sell truma and you get money for it, so that money is not yours. You sold somebody else's property. That money belongs to the Kohen. That's why, explains Rav Shimon, that's what the Ksais means when he says that when it comes to mishtashilei, we can say yochel esanis. When it comes to nene, there's no time of yochel esanis. Yeah, because it's totally different things. When you talk about mishtashile, we're saying the IRS took the truma. That's money in the bank. It's only in the, but it's only money in the bank because when it's taxes, because they would have taken my money for sure. But if I eat up the matnas kuna for supper, so you can't say, oh, it's mishtashile. It's money in the bank now. I don't have to pay for supper. Who says you would have eaten supper? If you're so stingy, you could have gone hungry for supper. You could have gone hungry for supper. Like a Herschel Osterpolder who came to the town and he went to the restaurant and he said, you better give me supper, otherwise I'm going to do what my father did. And they, who knows what his father did, so they gave him supper. And then he said, you better give me more, otherwise I'm going to do what my father did. And finally, after he was all finished, they asked him, what did your father do? So he said, he went to bed hungry. So he could go to bed hungry, it's not money in the bank. But in Mishtashli, it's not Mishtashli, but it's still Nene. That's the Hanoi. The Hanoi said that he was talking like a very simple, you didn't go hungry. So Nene it is, but it's not Mishtashli. So mainly he says like this. So when it comes to matnas kuna, by matnas kuna there's no chiyah for being nene. Because nene, just like there's no chiyah for being mazik matnas kuna. Because why am I potter from mazik matnas kuna? Because even though the chayyid is a ma'aseh mechayev, so ma'aseh mechayev, I was mazik matnas kuna. But even when you have a ma'aseh mechayev, somebody has to be tovei you. Even if you're mazik, you don't have to pay if nobody's tovei you. And certainly nobody could be tovei you. So there, since it's mamon she'en l'taybim, there's no particular coin. Yeah, fine, I was mazik madness kuna. But there's no coin of tevei for me. It can be tevei it for me. So I have a chiv in theory. I did a maisa mechayiv. Means I did a maisa that if somebody will be tevei me bedin, there'll be a tayin v'nitin. Somebody will kind of, you were mazik my property, I'll have to pay, because I did a maisa mechayiv. But if nobody's tayin me, then I don't have to pay on my own. I don't know if, give the money away. Somebody was mazik. I don't know exactly muscle, but if there's no tayin, I don't have to pay. Masha'en came by, so that's why mazik madness is going to spot him. But mishtashile, if you gave the truma away in order to put money in your bank account, so that's just a ma'aseh mechayev. That money in the bank is money that you got by selling the truma. So just like there's a chiyuv, every man is going to know. Why do you have to give it to anybody? Why don't you just keep your matnas kuna? It's mamash the tovim. Nobody's been tovei me. I have to have somebody be tovei me. I have a chiyuv matnas kuna. That's what it's called matnas kuna. I have a chiyuv nesina to give the truma to the kohen. Well, here, this money in my bank account, in a way, is the truma. It's not the physical part of the truma, but every chayfetz has physicality, and it also has a shavius that the physicality that's realized in the physicality. So the physicality of the truma is gone. The Beis HaMelech took it. But the shavius of the truma is now in my bank account. That shavius belongs to the Kohanim. Just like I have a chi of matnas kuna on the truma itself, I have a chi of matnas kuna on the money that's in my bank account that really is the money of the Kohanim. That's memoni gabach. So it says Rav Shimon, mishtashile is memoni gabach. Nene is not memoni gabach. Nene is a maisa mechayim. And if there's no teveya, like by matnas kuna, there's no teveya, it's mamash and letovim, then I could have a maisa machayev shim from today till tomorrow. I could be mazik matnas kuna for that matter. That's a big maisa machayev. So what? But notice nobody has standing to be tevei me for it. So I was mazik matnas kuna, but there's nobody suing me for it, and nobody could sue me for it, because mamash and letovim. So for Nen HaPotter, a potter for Mazik and a potter from Nen, all the Maisa HaMachayivs, all the Maisa HaMachayiv and a potter from. But a Mishtashile, money in the bank, that is the Tum itself. The Tum itself I have to give to the Kohen. So this is Hashem's Yisayid. Hashem's Yisayid is that the Chiyuv of Nene, the Yisayid, it's a double-edged Yisayid. He's saying something Mechudish about Mishtashile, and he's saying something about Mechudish about Nene. First of all, he's telling me a Chiddush about Mishtashile, that Mishtashile is Mimani Gaboch. It's literally your money sitting in my bank account. That's the idea of Mishtashile. But he's also telling me something about Nene, that Nene is not Mishtashile. That the Chiyuv of Nene is not because it's Mimani Gaboch, but the Chi of Nene rather is because the Maisa of being Nene is a Maisa Mechayev. Yeah, of course, Kana ben Shoyal, where does it say in the Torah this, that Nene is a Maisa Mechayev? Melech will be a Mamani Gabach. Had Nene been, some of you want to learn that Nene itself is a Mamani Gabach. Shem is saying La Puki from that. But there are certainly Achayim who want to say, certainly in the rage, that opinion, that every Nene is a Mamani Gabach. But then you have to know what's the difference between Nene and Mishtashi. The Tosis is a Mechayev from Tosis, is Mar, the Tosis, the Tosis. It's a Mara be'etzma from that Tosis in Chulin that Mishtashile is not the same thing as Nene. The Chulin they have on is like a Shema. Mishtashile is Mamani Gabach and Nene is not Mamani Gabach. If you say that Nene itself is Mamani Gabach, then you have to know what's the difference between Nene and Mishtashile. So, Rav Shimon, we're going to go to Pashtus like Rav Shimon. That Nene is a Maisa Machayev, Mishtashile is a Mamani Gabach, and Nene is a Maisa HaMachayev. Of course, again, so then the question is, where does it say in Torah that Nene is a Maisa Machayev? Had Nene been. Well, put this up. Mishtashile, I'm not going to ask you, where do you say in Torah Mishtashile? Where do you say in Torah that you have to pay when it's Mishtashile? Mishtashile is my money, but I don't need a passion Torah. Same way, I don't need a passion Torah to tell me that if your sheep is sitting in my yard, then you can come and take it. That needs a passion Torah. That says that that's self-evident. That's what it means, that it's your mom and it's not mine. If it's your mom and you can take it. The Torah needs to tell me a mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda, I have to go looking for you, I have to go be machers. Those are mitzvahs, Torah needs to tell me. But the mere fact that your sheep is your sheep and therefore it's your sheep and not my sheep, that's like prior to Torah legislation. That's just self-evident. So Mishashli is just in Mamani Gabach. Your truma has been translated into money in my bank account. That's your money. So that doesn't need any psukim. But Nene, Rav Shimon is telling me, is a Maisa Mechayev. Maisa Mechayev? Where does Saint Torah that's a Maisa Mechayev? Shimon grapples with that. That's like a serious question. Where does Saint Torah that is a Maisa Mechayev? So Shimon says that maybe we learned that from the parasha of Me'ima. The Torah says by Hekdesh that if you moil from Hekdesh, Hekdesh, Me'ila requires Hanah. If you just steal from Hekdesh without any Hanah, then there's no dinner of Me'ila. But if you moil by Hekdesh, you take Hanah from Hekdesh, then the Torah said you have to bring a carbon also. But besides that, you have a chiyuv to pay for it. So maybe that's, so Rav Shimon says, maybe that's the mucker, that's the paradigm that you have to pay, that Nen is a Maisa Mechayev. And even though there it's Hektish, we'll see in the sugya going forward also that there's Me'ila is not totally unrelated to chiyuv Maman they have by people. Me'ila is a chiyuv Maman they have Chapei Hektish, but it's not a totally different thing than the kind of chiyuv Maman of Mazik and so on that you have Chapei a human being. So when it comes to Hektish, there's extra penalties of Chaimish and Korban and so on. But in fundamentally, it's not different in Chaimish. So Me'ila, so Rav Shimon suggests, again, as I said, doesn't have a Malka, but he suggests that maybe the paradigm for the Chiyuv of Nene is from the fact that when you're Nene in a Hektish, you have to pay for it. Now, Kuponim, that's Rav Shimon's Yisoid. The Emes is, Rav Chaim said the same, without all the apparatus, Rav Chaim also said the same Yisoid. Because Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Chashmul and Simon Yadalit, he brings to the Yester Chaim the following question. He said, he asked Rav Chaim, Rav Baruch Ber assumed, at least before he asked Rav Chaim, he assumed that Nene is also kind of Mamani Gaboch. The Chiv Nene is that, you know, your money gave me Hanah, so that's like your money now is sitting by me, because I have Hanah from your. That was Rav Baruch Ber's Salkadai. So he asked Rav Chaim, so how can you have Kimeli B'Dirabine and Nene? But the Gemara talks about the Chaver Beis Yisrael. The Gemara Ksuvah Stav Lamed. The Gemara talks about Kimle B'Dramine. They were talking about the Chaver Beis Yisrael, so he has to pay for the Hanah. But since it's Truma and he's Chayiv, and the Truma has a Chiyah Malkus, going to Reish Lakish, Chayiv Malkus, Shogigim, also have Kimle B'Dramine. That's the Sugimim. But the Kaponim, It says in the Gemara that this kimli the derabim le yanena. So bach beres dechai. How can there be kimli derabim le yamemani gavach? Let's say your sheep wanders into my backyard, and at the same moment that your sheep wandered into my backyard, or Shimon's sheep wandered into his backyard, and at the same moment that the sheep wandered into his backyard, he did something that's mechayev and misa. So therefore, it's not Shimon's sheep anymore. Shimon can't take it back. Bach beres assumes that's absurd. You incur the chi of mammon and you incur the chi of misa at the same time, so the chi of misa passes from the chi of mammon. But if this is not a chi, but very soon that nene is not a chi of mammon, nene is a mammon yabach. So how does kimli rabbani affect the mammon yabach? So Reb Chaim answered him, and Reb Chaim said to him that nene is not a mammon yabach. Nene, Reb Chaim's question was, it's a milva haksuva batayah. Milva Ksuva B'Torah is a fancy way of saying that it's a Maisa Mechaya. We know how the Gemara distinguishes between a Milva She'ena Ksuva B'Torah, that means if I borrow money from you, so I have to pay it back because it's your money I'm borrowing. We just say that in Torah. It's a Milva She'ena Ksuva B'Torah. But the same Torah anywhere, that if you borrow money, you have to give it back. It says in Torah things about ribbis and so on, but it's that you have to give back money that you borrowed, because it's your money. Your money's sitting by me, I have to give it back. Even if I spent it, but intangibly, your money's sitting by me. That's a Milva She'ena Ksuva B'Torah. Then you have Milva Ksuva Torah, things that the Torah says you have to give back because you were mazik, because you were those are chiyuvim that come from Mishpatei HaTorah. Chaim uses fancy lashon. The Gemara has it about things, but the Gemara itself is mechalik. Because a Milva She'ena Ksuva B'Torah, that means chiyuvim, a chiyuv mammon that you have, not because of a Torah legislation, but because you borrowed the money. That's a Milva She'ena Ksuva B'Torah. And then there's Milva Ksuva B'Torah, those are chiyuvim that you have because the Torah legislated a chiyuv. So Reb Chaim said, "Nene is a milva ksuva b'Torah." Means it's a chiyuv. It's not. Basically, Reb Chaim is saying what Reb Shimon said. It's not a mamani gavach. It's a mishpatei HaTorah. Then nene is a ma'isa mechayev. Yeah. Of course, the question is, where's the ksuva b'Torah? So Reb Shimon suggests maybe it says it by me. A kaponim, the yisoid is a very important yisoid. Yeah. With the caveat, not everybody agrees to this yisoid, but Reb Shimon is miyasid it. In that sugya, he anchors this yisoid in that sugya in Chulin. Mishtashli is Mamani Gabach. Nene is not a Mishtashli. Nene is not a Mamani Gabach. Nene is. I mean, it's also the Tzotz. The Tzotz of Nene and Mishtashli are two different things. That he shows clearly is it emerges from the Tesis. But Rav Shimon says the Hezbollah. Nene is a nice and a Chayah. That's why it doesn't apply to Matan Skuna. It's Mamon Shein LeTovid. Mishtashli is Mamani Gabach. That applies even to Mamon Shein LeTovid. You have to give it to the Kohen because Truma, you have to give it to the Kohen. And this is the Truma, stripped of its physicality. There's another ayah that men is not a mamani gavach. Men is what Rav Chaim called a milva ksuva b'Torah, or Shim calls a ma'isa mechayev. This is Rosh in Ksuvas Daf Kuf Zayin. The Rosh discusses what's the din if a katan borrowed money. Now he grew up, does he have to pay it back? So the Rosh brings from the Ramah that everybody has to give it back. What's the Hezber? Why does he have to give it back? If Katan's mazik, he's pogda. Rather, if Katan borrows, he's chayav. So the posh of the answer. That's, what does it matter that he was a Katan? You know, if the sheep wandered into the Katan's backyard, he doesn't have to give it back. So the money wandered into the Katan's bed, into the Katan's pocket. So everybody has to give it back. Right, that's posh. What about by Nene? The Kotlin was Nene. Does he have to pay for it when he's older? That's the Gemara of Pereshus. The Gemara is in Kufi Beisim Rav by Yosem of Akama, where the Gemara says Beferish by the case of Aniach Lemaviim Paro Shulah, that the father died and he left him this Paro. They thought innocently that it's their Paro. They ate it. So the Gemara says they have to pay what they were Nene. It's a case, one of the classic cases of Nene. I think most of the fairies said that if they were patterned the potter. Why are they potter? Why is it different than halach? The cotton borrows money, he has to pay. The money gavach applies even to a cotton. So how come nene doesn't apply to a cotton? Here you see again, Shimon just says, nene is not a money gavach. Nene is a maisa mechayev. So we have a lot of rayas that nene is not a money gavach, nene is a maisa mechayev. We have a raya, first of all, from the Tosis by the case of Tzemer. That you need a maiso behemtoi. Here's the text again. in Kufal, the place it says that in order to have a chiyuv neli, you need ma'isuv and ma'isuv behemtoy or anos kufa. By mishashli, you don't have those conditions. Mishashli is onsu b'semelach gona, you don't have those conditions. That's not a ma'isuv mechayev. That's a mamadigavah. Who needs my ma'isuv? The sheep, well, I'm going to do my backyard. There's no ma'isuv. Who cares? But the sheep, it's your sheep. It's in my backyard. Nen is not that way. Nen is a ma'isuv mechayev. So you need ma'isuv mechayev. It has to be ma'isuv mechayev. I mean, what qualifies as a ma'isuv mechayev? Ma'isuv, ma'isuv hemtoy, even hanos gufoy, those are a ma'isuv mechayev. That's raya number one. Raya number two is from the sugya of masik matnas kunu, which mavur in the Gemara that if you're nen of matnas kunu, you're potter. But if you're mishtashile from matnas kunu, then you're chayev. Shimon explains, because nen is a ma'isuv mechayev. You need a teveya. Even if I have a ma'isuv mechayev, that's only half. In order to have a chiyuv by a milva atzuva b'torah, by mishpatay Torah, you need two things. You need to do a ma'isuv mechayev, but the nizik has to be teveya. Matnas kuna, nobody's today, so you put it. But mishtashi, that's my money gavach, I have even my matnas kuna. Your truma, the truma is sitting by me. And to the extent that the truma itself is sitting by me, I have a chi of matnas kuna to give it to a kohen, to find the kohen and give it to him. That's another raya to this idea. And then is a ma'isa mechayev. And here we see the distinction. Mishtashi is my money gavach. But then is a ma'isa mechayev. And finally, we have the raya from cotton. The Gemara says the Pharisee that a cotton doesn't have a chi of nene. Why doesn't a cotton have a chi of nene? Because the cotton doesn't, by halvah, the Rosh brings that the cotton does have a chiyuv. The Rosh says, yeah, halvah is mamanigavach. When Mustama Mishtashle also cotton would have, let's say cotton was Mishtashle. The answer they said, Melech Ronin, and the guy was a cotton. Mustama wouldn't matter. Mamanigavach. Mamanigavach could have even by a cotton. No different than a halvah. Maybe even better than a halvah. But nen is a ma'isa mechayiv. The cotton doesn't have a ma'isa mechayiv. The Lashon, the Gemara over there by Yiniach Lemavi and Parah, is that the cotton is potter, it doesn't have to pay for that, no, because even if it be masik, it'd be potter. Even if it be masik the parah, deliberately, since he's a cotton, he's potter. So now that he ate it and you wanted to pay off nene, so he's potter in the same way. If it'll be mamanigadach, what's the comparison? Of course, if you masik it, you're potter, because that's a maisim mechayim. What does that do with nene? Nene is mamanigadach. The answer is nene is not mamanigadach. Nene is also a maisim mechayim. So the same way a cotton doesn't have the maisim mechayim of masik, doesn't have the ma'isa mechayev of nene. Okay, I think we'll stop here. So that's in the way of Adama, and then we'll go on to the sugya of, with this in mind, we'll be able to go on to the sugya of Amir, and then right afterwards to the sugya of Zelech Basar.